Famous56.com is proud to present the final hour of the 1975 WFIL Helping Hand Marathon.
Because we care. You're listening to the 7th Annual Helping Hand Marathon on WFIL.
56 WFIL. This is Banana Joe, and it's 11:04. It's the last hour of the Helping Hand Marathon, and we got to keep the numbers rolling. It's CO3-6400. John Lennon is with me here in the studio.
Hello,
John,
Banana.
The phones went out. We left upstairs. They were going pretty good, and we got to keep them going until midnight tonight.
Okay, we can only get so much money out of the people outside, you know, live. We really need the money that comes over the phone.
That's it.
We got 1 hour to go. Here's some money. Carnell Ice Cream Store, $10.
How about that? Pretty good.
I'm impressed, but not, you know, mad. I'm not overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's 10 more than we would have had.
Come on, Carnell, man. You've got millions, all right? $10, what is that? Very nice, thank you. Susan, $1. Edith, $1. Frank and Linda, $5. Marianne, $5. Karen Prince, $5. Annette, $10. Jim Watson, $5. Mr. and Mrs. Holmes, thank you, $3.
Okay, John Lennon, thank you very much. And listen, and the reason that I told you to keep calling is they're bringing the names of the people down that are pledging the money right now, and John is going to read your name on the radio, and he's going to thank you personally for the great donation you're giving, $1, $2. Keep it going.
See, whatever the amount, send it in.
Doesn't matter. Like we were saying before, the telethons rely on $500 from donations.
Lewis.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis and stuff like that. We rely on the dollars and the $2, and we got to keep it going, and we got to get that goal. We haven't gotten there yet. We're going to switch it back upstairs a little bit later on, and when we do that, we'll probably have a new total, and hopefully it's going to be the goal.
Please.
All right, John?
Okay.
All right, we got a Beatles song here, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, somebody owes us some money for this. Every time we play one of these, they have $10. Two people.
This is the word.
Say the word.
WFIL, the Helping Hand Marathon, 1975, Banana Joe Montio with John Lennon. And John, we're going to shift it upstairs to Collection Central for a couple of minutes and get a new total, okay?
Okay, the wait is love, so send your money now.
All right.
It ain't too late. Send it now.
Al Novak is upstairs.
Okay, here's the brand new total, $109,490.
We're close.
All right, we're close.
We're close.
Now, come on, come on.
And we can get it a lot higher than that in our last hour. Here we go. Let's give it an all-out effort, everybody, no matter where you are right now. That number to call, CO3-6400, area code 215. We still have copies of Cakewalk to the Cup we're giving away for a minimum pledge of $1, no matter what you can do at this point. The number to call, CO3-6400. That's CO3-6400.
Thank you, Al Novak at Collection Central. I'm here with John Lennon. Do you have something else there, John?
Yeah, we got a pledge here from Linda to play Pledge of Love. It doesn't say who by, for
Joe
$20.
Jeffrey.
Okay,
right.
Whoever it is, $20, we'll take it.
We'll get
you need
on
your money now, okay?
All right, CO3-6400, Banana Joe with John Lennon, and we're going to keep it here, and we're going to keep it going until midnight tonight. And if you could read my mind, and John's mind, and everybody's mind that's been involved in this, you'd know what it's all about.
If you could read my mind, love.
56 WFIL, the Helping Hand Marathon, counting down. It's 11:13. Banana Joe's down here with John Lennon, and we're going to get back down and play a special request record in a couple of minutes, John. But right now, we are nearing that goal upstairs at Collection Central. Take it away, Joel and everybody.
Okay, thank you, Banana. Myself and Tony Bruno are here, and we have an earth-shaking figure to report to you. Tony, are you ready?
Here we go.
$110,007.
Hey, baby, okay, all right, all right.
All right.
Brotherly love, baby.
That's
incredible.
It.
Just incredible.
That
That's
is
it.
The Philly sound, man.
Right?
The Philly sound.
The rest is great.
Orchestrated by Gamblin Huff, man. All right, no wonder they like
this. The sound you are hearing are the sound of very, very happy, very contented people because we've been able to do this. We have reached our goal through your help out there in the Delaware Valley. Now listen, we have just 46 minutes before the marathon is officially over. We have come this far, and I think to ask for another $10,000 is not out of the question. Let's do it. Let's go now. Another $10,000. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Can we do it? Yes, we can.
All right.
We want to get to $120,000,
Joe. We'd love to.
Let's get on the phones now. CO3-6400.
Okay, listen, we have a couple of things to acknowledge here. Brens, Brian, and Gary and Jackie of Belmar, New Jersey, thank you for the $85 they collected in the neighborhood. Mrs. Pusa of Mantua, New Jersey, her $30. If at this late point in time you're still collecting in your neighborhoods, stop collecting. Just come on in with what you've got. If you've got any money that you've been collecting all weekend, you've been saving, waiting, don't wait any longer, please. We've reached our goal of $110,000. Anything else we get is beautiful icing on the cake. We need as much money as we can for these handicapped kids. And another $10,000 during this last 45 minutes is not impossible, because nothing is impossible for you great people of the Delaware Valley. Tony?
CO3-6400. That's CO3-6400.
All right, thank you very much, Tony Bruno, Joel Denver, and everybody at Collection Central. It's 11:15 at WFIL. We made our goal, John, Dan.
That's great. That's
we
great.
Made our goal. We are the sound of Philadelphia. Right,
right on, baby. Okay. Gambling hope.
W-F-I-L. And it's the people. It's the people of this city. It's the people of the city that they named the City of Brotherly Love so many years ago that made this possible. And if we could express...
They got to change it, Bananas.
Yeah.
Personally love, right?
All right.
You know, women's lib and all that.
All right.
All the women sending their money, all them puck widows.
Oh, we need it.
All right. Myers won. Send your money now, folks.
And if we could have put to music the way we feel, it would probably sound like this.
Yeah!
This is the sound of Philadelphia, WFIL, the city that has got a heart, ladies and gentlemen. It's 11:18. We're already over the goal, but keep the phones ringing because all the rest is gravy, John.
Strain your pockets for the last time, and we will be very happy here.
All right. CO3-6400. Keep them ringing. John, you got a couple of things for me?
Yes, I do. My pledge of love for Jeffrey Groups, for Gene and Linda, and we know who they are. They worked here very hard, and they paid a special attention to detail, man. You know, they really got it on. And all the girls at the Evans School of Extraordinary People, they want an old Presley thing. We'll get to it later. This Thanks. Ain't it now, I know.
This is the Jeffrey Group.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Speed it up, man.
My pledge of love.
My pledge of love. Pledge your money and win something.
I woke up this morning, baby.
All right.
I had you on my mind.
Keep those phones ringing.
I woke up this morning, baby.
We want more.
You know that I felt so fine.
Every pledge that you made this weekend was a pledge of love.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Right.
It had to be. All right, John and Jay Cook is here. We're going to say a couple of words. But before that, Joel Denver tells me that we've got a new total again.
Let's bring
it to Collection Central and Joel Denver. Hello there.
Okay, listen, Tony Bruno is up here. We have a new total. Plus, we have another tremendous goodie to tell you about. The new total stands at $110,408. Now, listen, we'd like that another $10,000 if possible. That's stretching it, I know, but I know we can do it. Let's see if we can make it $20,000. The phone lines, we understand, are jammed. If they are, please try again. Please keep calling those numbers. The people in the back are not getting as many phone calls as we need. At CO3-6400. Tony, you've got some important
news.
Here's
the deal here. We have two seats to the Rolling Stones concert at the Spectrum here in Philadelphia, June 30th, Monday night at 8 o'clock. They are obstructed view seats. They are 950 seats, though. We have two of them. We're going to give the pair away. They've been donated to us by Tim and Ellen Waldron of Philadelphia. So Tim and Ellen give us the tickets here. $50. The first person that calls now with $50 will get the pair worth $20, about $20, $50 donation or more. CO3-6400, two seats of the Rolling Stones concert.
They're obstructed views, but that's why we're letting them go for $50. But you're going to be able to get in there and possibly see one of the Stones' last tours. All right, so call in those pledges now for these Stones tickets, $50 or more at CO3-6400, 215-CO3-6400.
Okay, we're back downstairs at 11:23, the WFIL Helping Hand Marathon. I'm Banana Joe. With me, John Lennon, Jay Cook, Tiny Tom Tyler. Jay Cook, if I may ask you a question, you went to New York a while back and you talked to this man. What did you talk about?
We certainly did. We asked John to come to Philadelphia and join us in what we think... For the seventh year in a row, it's just a really great experience. It's a little difficult to relay that to somebody, but apparently John found something there that he liked, and he agreed to come, and we were flabbergasted because it's not often that a single radio station can get somebody like John Lennon to come visit.
Well, the way I tell it is, look, Jay Cook came from Philadelphia. Somebody put me in contact with him. He had a question, right? Maybe he asked for, like, the moon. And I said, look, Jay, I can't give you the moon, but I'll give you what I've got, okay? And he'd explain what you did every year here. You made the money, yeah, and who it went to, and it didn't go to people sitting in offices for $75,000 a year with gold rings on their fingers. It actually went to the people that they earned the money for. I said, okay, make it easy for me. How did you do it last year? You did it on radio? Do me a favor, let me do the radio.
Right.
It's easier for me than putting a band together,
yeah,
calling everybody. You know, we have a whole big deal, Rolling Stone, Village Voice, New York Times. It becomes a whole, you know, the Queen's coming to town. Let's do it the simplest way, get the maximum amount of money. Jay, you were a nice guy, and we had a nice talk over dinner. I thought, the guy means it. Okay, let's do it.
Well, I'm glad we did it this way, because I don't think with the show it would have been possible for the people of Philadelphia to get to know you like they have this weekend. And I'm just delighted that they've gotten to know you as well as we have, because it's really been super. And, you know, you touched on one point there that I'd like to make, and I should have asked one of the guys to make it before. WFIL Charities funds many charities that the average guy might not recognize the name of, but they're the kind of charities that a small donation sometimes means they stay in business another year or they don't. And some people who really have some needs get taken care of. And that's the thing we like about it. We're able to give money to many people who might not be able to make it through the end of the year. And it's really a great weekend, and it turns out to be a great year for a lot of people because of the efforts put out.
Look, we all know that some of the big, big charities got so big, they almost like bureaucratic, you know, like capitalist communists. What are they? You know, there's so many people working for them, the people that need the money don't get it.
Right.
You explain to me how the people actually get the money on this show. And I've done a lot of charities, and I usually do them for the best reasons. But if they get the money, man, it doesn't matter how much it is, as long as they get the money.
And
they
really
don't get it, right?
You know, we're not asking for big corporate donations, so I think the money that comes in from Philadelphia should be spent here, and that's exactly what happens.
Thank you, Jay.
So
thank
all you imitators listening out there in Westphalia and Xerox on the moon who think, oh, good, all we got to do is get a Beatle in and give him a sob story and we'll pull him in and he'll do anything as long as it's called charity. It ain't true. This is a real charity. The people that need the money get it. That's why I'm here.
God
okay?
knows, John Lennon did not come here this weekend to put on a show, and neither did anyone else. He came here to raise money for the crippled kids and all the other charities that we were talking about before, and that's exactly what he did. And God knows, if he had to put on a show for 3 days, the station would probably be in debt for the rest of our lives.
Right.
But he didn't care about nothing like this, and he's got some more names. Like we said before, you keep the phones ringing. The people are bringing the names down to us. John's dedicating records to you. Come on, CO3-6400. Right now. Got some more for me, John?
All right, this is for Dave. $10. Peter Krapkak, I hope so. $5. Donna, $5. Somebody wants to hear Lucy in the Sky for Diamonds for $20. I think we can manage it We'll do it by Elton for a change. Nurses at St. Joseph's Hospital, $16. Lorraine to Joe, $3. Judy Campbell, $5. Keith, $10. Jim Yosiski, $10. Michelle Smith, $2. Ave Maria Sweeney, nice name, $2. Arnavelli, $2. Mike Poin, $45. Thanks. Okay. Rhonda Dobin, $2. Lynn Hagerman, $3. Ann Parks, $5. John Walensky, $25. Sue Simon, $2. Marlene, $10. Thank you, folks. Send more.
All right, we got some old Elvis for you, John. You wanted to hear some?
Nice. That's all right, Mama. Love this song, though, before he went in the army. Listen to that.
All right.
This is a beat, man.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
Oh, that's all right, Mama.
Oh, man, that's so beautiful, man. They made records like that on one track. You know, they didn't have 16 or 32.
Wow.
No overdubbing.
John, you said to me a couple of minutes ago, Elvis was to you what you are to us.
Yeah, a lot of younger people don't understand what Elvis was, you know, because he made great records. Most of his records was sort of imitation black Memphis music. And then they took him in the army, cut his hair, and he came out. And he was a little different, man.
All right.
He used to be under Sam, the Sun label. What's his name? Sam Phillips, man. And they used to make records with Jerry Lewis, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Charlie Rich, Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
And everybody had that sound, man, and then they took him in the army. Oh.
All right, we got to go to Collection Central, John, because we got some more money, 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 money.
Send the money for an old man's memories, my God.
Joel Denver, what you got for me, brother?
Okay, listen, we have a new total up here.
All right.
$111,696.
All right.
Listen, we just had a verified pledge from Joe Gavin of Black Horse Pike, Blackwood, New Jersey. It's verified. Thank you, Joe Gavin, for your $300. That'll be added. We're still pushing. We've got a half hour more to go. Tony, you've got those Stones tickets sold.
The Rolling Stones tickets, which we gave away for $50. Jeff Smith from Northeast Philadelphia called. He made his $75. So he gave us $75 for those two Rolling Stone tickets. If John Lennon down there can get me money on by the Beatles, give me money, and that's what we want right now. Give us money. The last half hour here. Let's get on the phone. CO3-6400. Kevin McCarthy also standing by here, the Fonz.
Well, I just dropped in. I left about 10 o'clock this morning, and I must say it was about 60,000 this morning when I left, and this is unbelievable. The people of Philadelphia have done it again. Up to 111,000. What is that? Almost. Right. And you're pushing for 120,000.
If we can do it,
Every little bit helps, no matter what their donation is. Also like to thank Mary Ann House, a $5 donation just in. Call us right now, CO36400.
Okay, thank you. Tony, all we can say is during this last half hour, we know the phones are going to be jammed. If you've got money, please, if you get a busy signal, just hang up and try again. We are really pushing desperately to get as much money as we can over this $110,000 goal by midnight. You got one half hour left to do it. So come through for us now. If you've got cash on hand, you've been collecting, get down here to 4100 City Line Avenue as soon as possible. Bring it on by, and we'll acknowledge you on the air as soon as possible, too. All I can say is just keep up the good work, Philadelphia. We really appreciate what you've been doing this weekend. CO3-6400, area 215, CO3-6400.
Because we care. You're listening to the 7th Annual Helping Hand Marathon on WFIL.
Nostalgia with the original Lucy in the Sky, and of course, Elton John's version, which you were, of course, performing on.
It just so happens I was on both versions, and I don't regret one of them.
Hey, John, we got about 24 minutes left, and we got to get some more money.
Please send your money in, dedicated.
CO36400. Right now, John's going to read some more names on the air that came in a little while ago.
I just want to say, even after I've gone, they're going to play and dedicate these records to you. People that called in, so your money counts, please. Okay, Natalie Stokes, $2. The Great Pretender, if we can find it, $10. Pat Hamilton and Son, $5. Mike, $20, thank you. Donna and Marianne, $5. Ricky, $150. Orasi, $25. Doris Lewis, $2. And somebody else who remains nameless, $5. Okay. Bear the Bid, $2. Weird. Laurie, $2. Chris Ooster, $3. Bob, $20. Bill and Annie, $25. Mickey and Ed, Marianne and Mark, $1. Marie, $10. Mary Carpenter, $1. Candy, $1. Kathy, $2. Linda, $25. Tim and Ellen, $2.
Hey, music. You want to hear something funny?
I do, yeah. Rock it.
We got to keep it going.
Oh, that's nice.
We got to keep it rolling.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Was built on love, John.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
And we've been on a big love train all weekend.
This is a nice, nice record.
Okay.
One of the all-time greats, Bobby. It's the words and the music and the mix.
Keep it going.
Oh, it's lovely. Come on. All right. All them countries. All right, here's the boss man. Do it.
That's been going since Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God, if they had knighthood, somebody should get a knighthood.
We got 20 minutes left to go here.
Okay, here's $56 in cash money from all the gang at Concord Ballroom in Northeast Philadelphia. Send it. Now, here's a few more humble folks, you know, who ain't got so much. Betty Alce, $1. Helen Henderson, $1. Steve Wazot, $5. Mike Sagizi, $3. Fran Delia, $10. Carol Porazine, $10. Jerry Lewis, where are you?
Yeah.
Phil Mastromi, $5. Debbie Montgomery, $20. Thank you. Kitty and Joe, $15. William Suppick Jr., $10. Okay, the music's for you.
All right, John, we got it. Most of the people are starting to gather in the studios now, you know. We get everybody together. We get everybody together just to tell everybody how they feel. Joel Denver is coming here just now.
Listen, we wanted to mention that all the kids from Paul the Sixth High School last night chipped in. All just out of pocket change alone, we came up with a little over $30, and they just wanted to say hi to you, John, and that they really appreciated you coming down here.
Were those the people in the elevator when we were trying to eat dinner with the people that put this together?
No, this is over the high school hop over at Paul the Sixth High School.
Thank you, folks. I'd like to say thank you to the people who turned up in the gents' toilet at the hotel where I ate dinner last night. We made $57 last night in the gents' toilet, and not one of them were female. Okay, thank you.
All right, John Lennon, thank you, everybody.
It's all right.
Keep it going. CO3, 6400, and another one of your favorites is coming up.
Oh, Jerry Lee, do it to me, man. One of the all-time great records of all time. Let's eat it. We wouldn't be here.
Come on.
But for this. Turn it up.
Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Lot of shaking going on.
That's a whole lot of shaking
and
going on.
Man, one of the greatest records that was ever made on this here earth.
Yeah.
Anybody over the age of 25 that knows that record, send a little donation in on behalf of John Winston Lennon here, who loves it so much.
All right, tell him about it. CO3, 6400. We're going to keep it going until midnight. We're going upstairs to Collection Central and Al Novak and a new total.
Thank you, Banana. We do have a new total.
Lay it on me.
The new one is $112,618.
All right.
We can go higher than that.
Yeah.
We're in the last 15 minutes, but we can go a lot higher than that because this is your chance to extend that helping hand to all the kids of the Delaware Valley, to some very, very special charities that WFIL is helping this weekend. No matter where you are, in the next 15 minutes, I know a lot of guys and gals are going to work on the Monday night shifts right now. You know, the all-night shifts, they're getting ready to go to college tomorrow. No matter where you are, pick up that telephone. CO3-6400. We need to get that total even higher. The total right now, $112,618. Get those phones cooking, ladies and gentlemen. That number once again, CO3-6400.
All right, thank you, Big Al Novak. It's 11:45, the WFIL Helping Hand Marathon. Banana Joe, John Lennon, Bob, Jeff, Joel,
Fred Astaire, Benny Davis, Hunter Davis.
Joel wants to say something about this.
Jeff Bridges is sitting with me right here, and we both worked the grog shop at Valley Forge. And Tony McCree, our engineer out there, just phoned in, and they collected, passed a hat out there at the grog shop. $127 in the Valley Forge grog shop at Stouffer's. Thank you.
People out there.
It's coming in. One of the most, beautiful songs of all time. Probably expresses the way every Philadelphian feels about you right at this moment, John. Everybody that has heard you, everybody that has seen you, and everybody that has touched you.
Well, that's been a lot of people, but honest, I hope it's decent.
When will I see you again? John, you're beautiful. We're calling and we're keeping it rolling. Call us, please.
Send the money, baby. Send the money.
CO3-6400.
I feel bad here having so much fun, you know. We need more money.
When will I see you again?
That's the 3 degrees, and when will I see you again? It's the 1975 WFIL Helping Hand Marathon. The numbers are still going. CO3-6400. We're way ahead of what we anticipated.
But we need more.
We need more.
My God, we've got to beat those next year people.
Oh, yeah. We've been joined by a lot of people in the other studio. I'm really...
In fact, we've been sewn together.
Yeah. We've been sewn together.
We've been brought together by a deep feeling of
liver
and onion.
Is there a way that we can get those people in there on the air? Is there a way that we can get those people in there on the air? Okay, there is. But meanwhile, we have some people in here. George Michael is here.
Chiquita.
George.
All the way from New York, via Philadelphia, right?
Yeah. I'm not certain what you could say or do, but you're here. And
if John Lennon can say or do, I can say or do.
Look, George is donating his time,
right?
I'm sorry, George is donating his time
without an
and
echo.
His presence to this marathon.
And very briefly stated, I got to say this. You know, every year it's been my tradition to be able to close every marathon we've had. We start off doing 56 hours, and I just want to say one thing. You know, we're about 10 minutes away from it. But Rick McLeish, a couple of people in the locker room mentioned it today. They have been listening to you all weekend. This is not to feed your ego, John, but everybody everywhere has said the same thing, and that is we've always been, you know, a certain way without a celebrity. This year, you being here has made it just exceptional, and I'm glad to have just been able to stop in and see you in action. You are one hell of a human being, and I know that everybody at FIL wants to thank you before it's all done.
Thank
Amen.
You, thank you. This time I enjoyed being a celebrity, man. You know, you made it feel good. If that's what it's meant to be, I accept it. Send your money in now. Thank you.
The numbers are still going. The operators are still upstairs, and they're going to be upstairs until at least midnight. CO3, 6400, and we're ready in the other studio. A lot of people in there, and who is there exactly?
Fred Astaire is here.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm Ginger, his dancing partner, Ginger Ale.
Hi, Ginger. How are you? Yes. Uh-huh. This is Hippity Clippity right here.
I'll tell you who just walked in.
Fella here.
I think a gentleman that should be introduced.
I'd like to be
The party's over here, John.
It's over here, John. Switch rooms.
A gentleman that put this whole thing together, Jay Cook, your little bitty buddy. Has something he wants to say, and he is the gentleman that's responsible for everything, the entire 7 years of the marathons, and Jay,
well,
hit it.
Well, Mr. DeCaro's not listening. He thinks he's responsible, and we all know that that is indeed a fact. No, Mr. DeCaro's not with us tonight. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd just like to say thanks to you guys for another great job, and Daver, we have a list of acknowledgments here that if you'll just start and take an order, starting with the yellow page.
Yeah, indeed. Why do I get the yellow page?
And let's say some thanks.
Okay, let's do. All right, thanks to all the volunteers who gave of their time and their money, too. That's good. The Philadelphia Police Department, which we did about 10 minutes on before, and they had a rather tough situation. They had President Ford across the street tonight, and right across the street from him, they had John Lennon, and they had a monumental headache,
we
and they got
the
through
crowd.
It all with a big smiles on their face, and never a hassle, never a problem. Gentlemen in blue, we thank you, okay?
Again.
The Globe Security folks who watched over things here at our building at 4100 City Line Avenue, again, a tip of our hats to you. To the WFIL office staff, and what can we say about them? These girls have been planning this thing along with us for weeks, even months in advance, and when it got right down to it, when the responsibility was handed down, they just picked up the flag, and man, they ran with it. And let me throw a few names at you. Pat Karras and Carolyn Lynn, Carol Harris, Jane Levy, Judy Smith, name sounds familiar, and Carolyn Cook, which also sounds familiar, Jay's wife, Linda Coleman, Mike Ward, Jerry Hunton, Jim Hart, and we're bound to leave somebody out. We don't mean to, but that's the way it is. You know who you are, and thank you. Kevin, go ahead.
Okay, yes, the Fonzie here. But we want to thank Larry Kane and everybody at Channel 6. Brother Love, who's
Hello.
Sitting right here to my left. Chuck Browning, who's sitting across the table from me. George Michael, Arthur Fields, Bob Edson, Al Corey. I might not be
from Capitol Records,
names.
Right?
Al never
Records.
Came.
Right. Okay. Bert Bruce Wendell, that is. John.
San Martino.
Okay. All of Capitol
Denver.
Records. So we certainly do thank them. And Brother Love probably has some here. To...
Mm-hmm. Of course, Bill Burns.
Thank
and,
Betty Davis for dropping something in the front porch. Thank you.
Bill Burns and Mike Craven of the WFIL sales staff. They're always there when you need them. The WFIL jocks, I have to thank just for
myself
allowing me
too.
To come back. And, you know, there is a certain feeling that we've all had together for a long time, and just it never ends. And every year I look forward to this. Jim O'Brien, who I missed all weekend long. And Jim, I hope to see you soon. The Daver, of course, Jeff Richards.
See you soon, Nick.
Dan Donovan. Banana, of course, I met for the first time, and
Errol Flynn says hi.
Errol Flynn was here. Joel Denver, Kevin McCarthy, Tommy Tyler, Jim DeCaro, and Gene Vassell, number one and number two at this radio station.
Mr.
I
Fix
thank
it.
You two very much, and I'm sure the Chucker does too.
Mr. Fix It is right.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, brother, I've got to apologize because I went over very, very lightly to the number one on our list here. I didn't mean to do that. The point is, we did about a half hour on the air, and. I want to thank all the volunteers who gave, most importantly, of their time, because these are the people behind the microphones, and you hear John Lennon talking, and Brother Love, and Kevin McCarthy, and Chucker, and Dan Donovan. These are the people that make the whole thing work, okay? We can get on the air and tell you to make the bread, and please give us a call, but they actually take it from there. And these are the people behind the scenes, some of them who've been here since Friday about 3
day.
O'clock. Exact 3 days, right, John?
Daver?
Yes.
Daver, can I add something?
Sure you can,
Joe. The WFIL engineers...
I might add some ketchup to this.
Who've been running around here since Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I can name them all. Ray McCloy, the chief engineer, Bruce Northwood, Joe Gallagher, Mort Palestine, Wayne Brooks, everybody, Howard, or whoever else that I forgot to... Yeah,
don't
I know.
Forget George right, Wallace. He got it on.
Whoever else was here, Steve, Drucker, Kurtz, everybody else, the engineers did a fantastic job.
Alice Cooper sends his underpants. Thank
right.
you.
Right.
Okay. All right. The bit is, hey, thank you to everybody. And what we're going to do is take it now and send it around the room in here briefly, and then we'll end up with you guys. And let me keep mine to about 30 seconds.
Keep
because
it to yourself.
Exactly, John. But I've about talked myself up for 5 hours on the air. All I can say is this is my seventh. This
Eat
is number
your tongue
seven.
And live, man.
Excuse me, John?
Never repeat myself.
Exactly. This is my seventh Helping Hand Marathon, and every year it gets bigger, and I didn't think by 3 o'clock Friday with the state of the economy of the country that we're going to make it. And we did it again, and I've been in this business, 13, 14 years, I guess. Maybe I'm lying a little bit, maybe 15. I started when I was 12, but the point is...
Paul Anka says, Busby Barkley.
Exactly. But the point is, when you're in the business a while, sometimes you get a little bit blasé to meeting stars, and I think I said this before. John, you're one hell of a guy. And Delaware,
I'm three guys, actually.
Exactly. I'm seeing three of you right now, as a matter of fact. And seriously, folks, Delaware Valley, you are some kind of people. Thank you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Don't
thank
forget Larry
much.
Kane, who enabled us to walk. We'd like to thank Wilbur Mills for not coming.
But it has been a pleasure, and I'd like to thank everyone that helped out, of course, and thank everyone that made pledges and donations this weekend for WFIL's Helping Hand Marathon.
From Washington, D.C., brother
help.
Love.
Well, I'll tell you, this is my fifth marathon, and John, whenever we hit on something that you'd like to comment on, just jump right in.
Hold the people, hold the lessons.
Okay. This is my fifth Helping Hand Marathon. In fact, I've come to, I was back for more
we'll
than
the
I
fifth.
Was
here.
you have
a up in Newark, I think.
How was Newark, Chuck? But we'll get to Chuck. Your turn's coming, please. I would like to thank everybody for, first of all, inviting me back. I'd like to thank the people who I met outside who still remembered brother and just
I'd like
said
to thank
night
the girl who revealed herself at 3 o'clock. Thank
brother,
you
brother.
For going to the baseball game with me last
all
night.
Right.
Hey, brother, on behalf of the Boss Jocks, we thank you, too. Chucker?
Right. I just want to say thank you, Philadelphia, for your support. Your pledges have been dynamite, and it's been a joy to be here. Thank you.
And, Chuck, you've been a hell of a party, too. Thank you, man. Good to see you again. All right, Dangerous Dan, go ahead.
I am traditionally silent at the end of marathons, and I see no. There are a number of reasons for that, but I see no reason to break that tradition. But a great big thank you, Philadelphia, for everything you've done to help handicapped kids.
Hey, Dan, thank you. Jeff,
hey John,
what do you have to
Dan,
say?
Dan, this is Dr. Winston O. Ringo here. Thank you for the morning lift. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave. All right, if I may add this, we've had plenty of thank yous to the people of Philadelphia.
Hold on, Jeff. We got to get your microphone going.
Get the man a microphone.
This thing is not working?
All right, we got it going now.
I just want to say, John, just a personal message, if I may impart it to you. I thought I really knew what the meaning of love meant, but it didn't happen until this weekend for me. So thank you.
Thank you. I felt it. I gave as much as I had. I enjoyed it. I hope we did well.
All right, Joel Denver.
Thank you. This is my third marathon, and I can't see how we can ever do better. John, we can't express to you the appreciation we feel for you that you've spent your time to come down here. To me, just personally meeting a tremendous individual like you and to have worked with you this weekend is probably one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. And if the people in Philadelphia could really realize what such a great guy and human being you are to have done this and to have given the time and money to raise this that you have done. You're just a tremendous individual.
Apart from my shoes, I'm very similar to everybody else.
Well, but the point is, that is the good point about you. You are just like everybody else. You're a tremendous human being.
And thank you. And all the money they sent is great. You know, that brotherly love thing really counts, and they proved it today, right?
Right.
Okay.
Tiny Tom Tyler. Yes, sir.
This is my seventh marathon, and I just want to say... my thanks to John Lennon, too. It was a great thrill for me to meet John, and he didn't wait for me the first night, but that's okay.
Tiny, you never asked.
And this is my seventh marathon, and even though I'm getting smaller every year, the amount of money we raise gets larger, and that's what counts. And thank everybody.
Thank you, Tiny.
You know, I want to say something. There's
Jay
a guy who's been
Cook
looking through the glass.
The
There's a guy who's been looking through the glass all weekend, and I know how much he wanted to be on the other
it's
side.
Buddy Holly.
He's been the big supporter of the marathons ever since they started, and you didn't hear much of him this weekend because he wasn't allowed to be on by somebody other than us, I can promise you that. And that's a guy that always supports us 100%. That's George Michael from WABC New York. George, thank you for your moral support, even if you couldn't get on the air. Okay?
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Let me explain something. Very quickly, I just want to say that, you know, the reason we started the marathon was, I think, in 67, because we said, what could we do to make the world better? We went to the Children's Hospital, and we saw all the handicapped kids and whatnot, and that was a time of Vietnam and demonstrations, and we said, we'd do something positive instead of just demonstrating. You know, we would have the marathons. And you will never know how hard it is for me not to be a part of this marathon. It's the first one I'm not a part of. But as I say, John, you've been phenomenal. And Banana Joe, it's your job now to wrap it up as best you can to express thanks to Philly. But John Lennon, thank you for being a part of it, because it's really been a class.
It was a pleasure, man. It was a groove to be with you.
Thank you, George. Thank you very much. Now, this is my first marathon, and I know it's not going to be my last marathon. And I could say to you, John, all that everyone else has just said, but it would only take up a lot more time, and
if
it's getting near midnight.
More, I'm going to get paranoid, so let's move on, shall
well,
we?
Well, to you, you know how I feel.
Yeah, we
you
enjoyed
know exactly.
Each other, right? We had a good time.
We had a great time,
right,
and
right.
It was for the people that we did it.
Yeah.
And it was all this that you came here for, and that's the only thing I could say to you is, thank you.
It was a pleasure, and I loved the music and playing the records and picking them and finding the right track to go with what I really dug it.
To the people of Philadelphia,
thank you, who
made it all possible. I mean, we broke our goal. We did it. We had a $110,000 goal. The last time we were upstairs, it was about $113,000. You're the greatest people in the world. You are the greatest people in the world. The crippled children and all the other charities, all the other people that will benefit from the 113 plus that we collected at this marathon will benefit from you, the people of Philadelphia, because of your hearts, your love, your compassion for your fellow man. All the words in the world couldn't express the way I feel right now. All the clever sayings that many other great air personalities and people have said couldn't possibly express the way I feel right now about this city, about this station, about these people that I had the great opportunity to work with this weekend. But all I could say is thank you and God bless you. And John, there's a record that you wanted to end this whole thing with, and that record is?
This is the record that brought the people like me out of England to entertain you, and this is the man that did it, Mr. Elvis Presley with Heartbreak Hotel, and this is what did it, baby.
Oh, well, right. Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell.
All right.
It's got a day in the lonely street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely. I could die.